Please rise for the prayers of the church. And in our prayers today, we'll have petitions, and instead of the response being, hear our prayer, it will be, make us one. We pray. Let us pray together in Christ Jesus for all people according to their needs. For Christians throughout the world, that our divisions decrease and our sense of oneness in Christ increase. O Lord, for the president, for Congress, for our governor and elected officials that all work for the common good, O Lord. That this nation, so divided along political lines, would repent of our hatred of those who differ from us, and based on our one common humanity, discuss our differences with reason and kindness. O Lord, for those in need in our community, the sick, those facing surgery, those with terminal illness, that with one voice we speak God's ever-present love for them with our visits and prayers. O Lord, dear Heavenly Father, today we uplift those that are facing those challenges in our community and make us one with them today. And Lord, visit them as well, we pray. For Terry Davis, who's had a change in home, and we pray that you would watch over him with those changes and give him a sense of community, as much of a struggle as that is for him now. For Caitlin, with the changes in life, for Stella, with health concerns, and those also on our sick and recovering list, Kai, Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Gary, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Ron, Addie, Monty, JD, Carla, Janine, Art, Mal, Andrew, Kiera, Carlos, Kathy, Peggy, Pete, Jean, Tiffany, Dylan, Rob, and the family of Larry Griffith as they gather this week for his celebration of life, and especially for his wife Mary as she is with her family and makes decisions as well in the time ahead. As you bless the disciples gathered in Jerusalem, Lord, awaiting the promised Spirit, so bless us by hearing our prayers as we await the coming of Jesus, the beginning and the end, in whose name we pray today. Amen. And at this point in our service, we share the meal Jesus gave to unite those who would truly believe in him. And it unites us as well today in the gift of his forgiveness. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of the Lord for the people of the Lord. You may be seated as we continue with communion.